Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. It's 3 minutes now, actually 4 minutes now, past 3 o'clock. My New Year resolution is to wear all my clothes in my wardrobe. You know, you're always buying clothes, buy a new shoe, buy a new dress, buy a new shirt, and you just keep leaving them in the closet, you know, waiting for that special occasion before you can wear it, or waiting for that special place you will go to, or just saving it for no real reason. You're just saving it. So one of my New Year resolutions is to wear them all. Even if I don't have a special place to go, wear them to work. So today I'm wearing a very nice leather dress that you typically wouldn't, you know, wear to work, but I work on radio, so yay. It's very nice. You can actually check it out on our live stream. We're streaming live, Nigeria Info 99.3. There are dresses that you just leave in your closet for a while, or shirts or trousers for the men, or agbada or whatever, and you find that you're gaining more weight. And the more weight you gain, the less likely it is that you're going to wear that outfit. And the label is still on that outfit, and it's on that outfit for years and years, and you never look at it, you never touch it. And all the time, for women at least, you look at that closet and say, I don't have any clothes. All those clothes there, auntie, who are they belonging to? You know, so this year I said to myself, I'm gonna, you know, wear all my clothes, all my special clothes. I will try and wear all at least once this year. So get ready for some fashions. First hard fact of the day, 670 confirmed COVID cases yesterday. I like that the numbers are going down. 277 of those were here in Lagos. It's still the fourth wave, Sha. So please, Sha, limit your movement. When you must go out, please wear a mask. Keep your distance from people. I know that you're back at work today. Congratulations to those of you who are going back to work. Ntoy, if it's paining you, because I've had to work throughout the holidays. So welcome back to the office. And thank you for tuning into Hard Facts. I have a great show for you, starting with the big three. Let's talk about residents of Magodo Phase 2 estate protesting against the group trying to enforce the Supreme Court order to reclaim the land. Then let's talk about a minibus driver who claims that LASMA illegally seized his vehicle. And then let's talk about the accusations against Rochas Okorocha and Uche Nwosu coming out of Imo State. Chikwudi will bring you Community Year Report today, the very first one of the year. On the big hard fact, let's talk about the biggest security stories from 2021. Our year in review continues with a new theme today. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong, so you get to decide what the biggest stories were from 5 p.m. Now, if you're just tuning into this show for the very first time, welcome. You are part of over 1 million Lagosians who listen to Hard Facts, and I always say that they cannot be wrong. And what we do is start the show every day with the biggest stories of the day. If it's a Monday, we're starting with the biggest stories that broke over the weekend. We present the stories to you. You tell us what you think about those stories. Sometimes if it's a special day, we've got, the actors in those stories on the show telling you their sides. Sometimes if it's a legal one, we've got lawyers explaining what they really mean. But most of the time, because out of that over 1 million people who listen to this show, there are different professionals, there are different analysts, there are different brilliant minds. We just leave it up to you to make up your mind about these stories. And that's what the big three is, or the big weekend if it's a Monday. Today is Tuesday, so we're bringing you Community U Report. Community U Report focuses on stories in your different communities. And then from 5 to 6, that's where the big guns come out. That's when we're talking about a policy issue, or we're having a big interview with a policymaker, a politician, a policy analyst, or somebody who has like a human interest story that we're following on the show. So there's always something for everyone. Show starts at 3 p.m., and it ends at 7 p.m. And of course, all the shows on this station are simply amazing. So start with us at 5 a.m. Sheriff keeps it here. And then end the day with us at 3 a.m. Because Ada Blessing is on from 12 all the way until 3. And then Sheriff joins at 5. But between 3 and 5, really, you get to listen to some of the things we've talked about during the day on the different shows. So it's a warm-up for Sheriff. It's always amazing here. Something's always happening. But anyways, yeah, on the Big Heart Fact today at 5, we're going to take a look back at 2021. How did we do as far as security was concerned? It's going to be a conversation between you and I. I don't have guests for that today because last, now you did experience the security concerns, Abby. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Nigeria Info 99.3. Let's jump into the Big Three.
This is the Big Three. The Big Three on Hard Facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
How will the Magodo crisis be resolved? How can motorists be protected from abuse of power by LASMA? And how serious are the accusations against Okorocha and Wusu? Those are your Big Three, Lagos. Let's talk. Residents of Magodo Estate are protesting their possible eviction. That's our first story. In December, we talked about the former landlords in the area, the Shangisha landlords, coming to execute a Supreme Court judgment. The court ruled in 2012 that the state government had taken the land illegally from them in the 80s and ordered that over 500 plots be returned to the Shangisha landlords. The Shangisha landlords claimed that since 2012, nothing had been done to obey the judgment. So they came in December with bailiffs and police officers to enforce it. The state government stepped in to cool the matter down, but apparently since then, the police have not left the estate. That's according to the residents who are now protesting. The residents are saying that the government should step in because they bought the land from government with legal titles. So if a judgment has been given against government, government needs to intervene to make sure that the residents are not adversely affected. That's the latest in that situation, in that story, the Magodo case. I promised you last year that we'll keep following this story as it develops. So here we are. How do you think this matter should be resolved, Lagos? The court has said that the Shangisha landlords should choose the plots that they want. If that were to happen, should the residents be compensated? How should they be compensated? Who should compensate them? I don't know if the line for women is back yet, but we have 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If the lines for women isn't back yet, our service providers need to haul their behind and fix that for us so that we get the contributions from our female listeners. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah.
Welcome.
My issue is on this LASMA.
Okay, go ahead.
Because if you are coming from Ireland towards Inyanowuru, that is end of the Third Mainland Bridge, and then you discover that a lot of them are hiding very far towards that their offices with iron, and they allow the bus stop to be empty so that they will just look at the people that are coming in when you stop, and then they will come and put that iron and collect that fat sum of money, and they will carry the people and pack instead of them to be at the beginning of the entrance of the car park or whatever. They are hiding, and then you see the hold up all the way from Amadu Bello down to Inyanowuru, which is very bad. The authority should do something about it. That's why we always have serious hold-up 2.5 hours after closing from 5, and then you can't get to them until around 9-something. Please. That's my take. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling to share your take. 0700-993-993-993. You're wondering why that gentleman is talking about LASMA. It's because a minibus is accusing LASMA, minibus driver, not the bus now, a minibus driver is accusing LASMA of illegally seizing his vehicle since April. That's our second story. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Please, let me tell my lady. See, I'm not a bus driver, but I've been in bus, you know, harassing people. The Lagos state government that bring LASMA they are not looking after what they are doing. They will beat the driver, they will break their side mirror or subjector, and still force the person to carry his motor. It is not good. If somebody commits offense, stand there and not hiding yourself and arresting people or destroying people's car because of your uniform. So if there were anything that was done on it, it could be more better than the way they are doing whatever they are doing. It is not good. That is my take on that.
All right. Thank you very much for calling to share your take. 99.3.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, so my take is on the Magodo housing issue.
Yes, please.
So I just left Magodo right now.
Okay.
And I think the governor just left Magodo. I think he attended to those that were protesting.
Yeah, know? Yeah.
So I think the situation in Magodo is pretty calm. So I don't know what the outcome of the whole visit would be.
Okay.
But I'm sure something tangible would come out from his visit to the venue today.
Okay.
So that's just...
But before you go, how do you think this should be handled? How do you think this should end?
You said?
How do you think this matter should be resolved?
My own take is, I think the house owners should just look for a way to sue the government themselves particularly. Because if the, what's it called, the Adeyigas or so are not bulging, they don't want to take any land, give it to them in Ekpe or Badagry, then they should just move forward and just sue the government, because the government are the ones culpable in this case.
But while they're suing the government, there's a Supreme Court verdict that the Shangisha landlords need to enforce. So what happens in the meantime?
I think I'll shut forward. But
it is complicated, isn't it? Well, thank you so much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, Sandra.
Yes.
Yes, my name is Mike.
Mike, welcome.
I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, please. I am not even want to talk about last night, but particularly I want to talk about what happened 3 days ago with the police on that Sabo Road.
Okay.
Because I can see that a lot of people be falling victim and they don't know. And I want government to do something about that particular point.
Okay, but if you start talking about that, you derail the conversation. And we're having very specific conversations on the show. But thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate it. 99.3, hello?
Hello?
Yes, how are you, sir? What's your name?
Hello?
Hello, what's your name, sir?
My name is Edwin.
Edwin, good to have you on the show. You're talking to Sandra. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I want to talk about this last month something.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
You see, at Ogulano Drive by Lawanson Road to Ojo Elegua, I wonder why last month they talks. You see, they're carrying something to punch your tire. Even if one commits offense, they will just bounce you on steering. They want to take a hit. They want to push you out from your side. I don't know. Please help us tell the government to direct these people to do what is right. They know what is right, but they won't do it. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's speak with another Mike. Another Mike calling from Ikorodu this time. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the show.
Talking, I thought I was online, so I have to call back again.
Okay. Welcome back. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the thing is that I just want to make a report about what happened last 3 days ago to me, coming from Empire Road to Sabo. Can you hear me?
Mike, were you the one telling us about police?
Yes, yes.
I ended the call because I said that we're not talking about police right now. It would derail the conversation.
Okay.
But
no, maybe another time.
Another time. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. We've got WhatsApp. So let's take a look at WhatsApp messages. Kaede from Ikotun says, the real truth of the Magodo Estate saga is that the landlords are the ones to blame for their mistake. From records, they bought a land under litigation so they can rebuy the land from the owner. Sandra, one cannot live a peaceful life in this country. If you think you have gotten a place of your own before or after retirement, you're joking. Because one politician or family member or associates of one madman in power can or could use the influence of being close to the corridor of power through kangaroo courts take your house away from you. Nigeria is not an ideal place to live. He is referring to the Magodo issue. And then he also says that Lasma and Agbero in Lagos are state tools used to oppress residents of Lagos State. Adegboyega Adedeji with that message there. Let's speak with Ibinaboy. Ibinaboy is in Oshodi. Hi, Ibinaboy. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. New Happy New Year.
Yeah. First, I want to say thank you. I believe majority of the authorities listening to Nigeria Info. Last December, we were talking about police checkpoints on the express.
Mm.
And on the 31st, I traveled. You won't believe there were just 5 checkpoints between here and Delta State.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Yeah. Just 5.
Look at that. Wow.
It took me 5 hours between here and Ogeli.
Hmm. And it used to take you how long before?
Sometimes 11.
Chineke me. Because of the checkpoints?
Yes.
Good Lord. Well, at least we're glad we've done something for the people. Jesus Christ.
But right now, no. Well done to Nigeria Info.
Thank you very much.
Let's talk about Lasma.
Mm-hmm.
On several occasions, I have interfered with Lasma harassing people, especially in that Yanoworo.
Okay.
Any cars I just park and maybe try to discharge our passengers. You see these guys go with these irons just to deflate their tires. Then the next thing, they're dragging the wheel with the owner of the car. According to what I know about Lasma, they are supposed to be traffic controllers. If you feel you want to drive a car, go and buy your own. Don't drag cars with their owners. Then the next thing, you're on the seat of the driver. On one occasion, one of them entered my car. I drove the guy away. As in, from that spot, I allowed him to sit down, and I drove him to a very far destination before I asked him to come down. It's so nice.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm being sincere with you right now. You stop me. The next thing, you are dragging the door. You want to come inside. I opened for him. I said, come, let's go. Where are we going? He said, his office. And I diverted that direction. I took him to a very far destination before I allowed him alive. They are not being fair to motorists. And the thing is, they give preference to commercial bus drivers. If a commercial bus driver goes through one way, they allow him go. But when a private car owner goes through that same way, oh, seriously, especially when you are driving a flashy car, trust me, you've actually, it's just like them cashing out that very day.
Mm.
Because they will make sure they take you to the office, what you did and what you did not do. That's what I don't understand. They are creating a whole lot of menace on the road. And when Ambode was governor, we don't have these issues, especially with them and VI. We don't have these issues. And if something is not done, you won't be surprised when you start seeing Lasma just drop dead like that. Because some people are going to go metaphysical against them. And that's the truth. If I start telling you stories of how last month they will just fall down and die mysteriously, you will be surprised. And it is true, it is happening.
Okay.
You apprehend an elderly man, he begs you and you don't listen, he tells you, go with the car, and the next day the guy is dead.
Okay.
These things are happening and they don't learn lessons from this thing.
Well, let's hope they do learn, Ibinaboy. Thank you so much for calling us and thanks for the eyewitness account about traveling via the roads after we talked about the checkpoints. Kevin, how are you? Welcome.
Yes, Sandra Ezekwesili.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Immediately I heard that you are looking very fantastic today. I said I must see you on YouTube and look at how you are. I'll speak to you. So you believe this new resolution that people used to do? Me, I don't believe in it.
I don't believe, but this one favor me. So
people,
you know,
this year, no, don't mind them.
This one favor me.
Fake.
No, this one favor me. This one favor me. I have too many clothes and nowhere to wear them to. So I have to start wearing them to work now.
Yes, Sandra, you see, the Magodo issue is a very complicated one.
Right.
I don't know how to go about it. How to even analyze it.
Right.
But I think what the government did, even after the court orders, that they went ahead and keep, you know, selling last to people.
Right.
That was completely reckless, and it was not something irresponsible. After the court order, it went ahead. So, because I pity people on the both sides, both the owners of the land and those that are the victims now. I picture on the both sides, the elderly man, the 90-year-old man that has been on this for years, you know. But there must be way out of it at the end of the day. That's what I believe. There must be way out of it. Sandra, on your last story, because maybe I won't be able to call back. You see, from day one, when my home state governor, Hope Uzodinma, was sworn in, it was as if he became governor to hunt roaches and the family. I'm not a fan of roaches, so all the time he was busy erecting all those statues. People, most of those people he was erecting those statues for. He's not one of them. He's in prison now in South Africa. Erecting statues and doing things, spending money recklessly to do Christmas decoration and all that. I was a strong critic of him and his government. I'm not a fan of his at all.
Okay.
But this man that came in, immediately came in from day one. It was as if he became a governor to hunt roaches. Everything he was doing, look at what they did to the young man just this last December.
Right.
How he was manhandled and everything.
Right.
So if he's coming up with this, because he has been saying he will bring out the evidence and those behind this unknown government we have been witnessing there.
Right.
We all waited for it. If after waiting all this while, this is what you can come up with, then it's laughable. It's laughable because I will hardly believe what he's saying. Let the security agencies, you know, investigate his report and it came out. Let's see where this is going to be headed to. Because I don't believe what this man has been haunting roaches and the family. This is not the way to run government. Focus on your government and focus on what you want to do. You came in on board, you are haunting the family and doing all sorts of things against the man. The man was the man, was the pillar of APC in that state. It was in the threat that party that he came up. He was in PDP all this while when that man started that party. So let's see what happens. Let him brought, he has brought out their names. Let the security agencies investigate it and let's see where we go from there.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin, for calling us. Let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp. See what you've sent us there. I watched, like many people, with dismay this afternoon, how the federal government, through the police IG and the AGF, are once more usurping the powers of the state governor with the invasion and occupation of Magudu Housing Estate. It simply tells the kind of pretenders we are in operating federalism in this country. How can an IG with so much security challenges mobilize such a large number of police to place the state governor to a place the state governor with the will can solve? It's clear that the major forces behind the Magudu Palava and other ones are from up there with federal connections. Steve in Ichariki. Steve, I don't agree with you because there is a Supreme Court verdict to enforce, and the people who enforce a court judgment are a bailiff, and the bailiff is typically followed by the police. So this your analysis, you get plenty K-leg and you no follow. It's not backed by fact at all. We've got lots of people complimenting my look. Thank you. Thank you. Governor Hope hasn't released the list of sponsors. Today is the 3rd of January. Well, we're still waiting. We're hoping that we'll get an update before we have to, before we end today's show, because he did mention that he was going to announce it today. So we did wait. But again, of course, you have to wait until the 3rd story to hear details. Speaking of our stories, Olasukami Adejare claims that on April 12th, he was driving his minibus around Oshodi on his way from buying tires at Ladibo. He said he stopped at a bus stop and suddenly three men surrounded him and told him to give them his key without identifying themselves. When he refused, they beat him up, seized the key, threw him out and drove off with the bus. Adejare said he eventually traced the vehicle to LASMA office and since then he's been trying to get it out. He claims that he spoke to the LASMA head of surveillance as well as the legal officer. He also says he's petitioned the transportation ministry and still no investigation into the case and his minibus is still impounded. According to him, it has allegedly been vandalized while parked there. The tires and other fittings are gone. Now, I'm bringing up this story because we hear several stories like this every year. So it's a good opportunity to talk about how LASMA officials operate in the field, whether there's enough monitoring and supervision of their work, also the mechanisms for reporting, investigating, punishing abuse of office. You know, is that being managed properly? And we've seen so many allegations where LASMA officers allegedly seized the car of an innocent person. When the person goes to complain, the officials allegedly tell a fake story about what happens, and that's what becomes the official report, right? So how do we stop that from happening? What new mechanisms need to be put in place to protect motorists from the possibility of a rogue officer or rogue officers? How do you see this Mr. Dejaris case, Lagos? And I'm sure, you know, some of you can relate. So talk to me, 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. Of course, you can send us messages via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. I'll take a look at the messages you have for us on Facebook as well. And as we go along, if you're abroad, you can join the conversation via Skype. Skype is Nigeria Info 99.3. We've got So on the line. I'm struggling to believe that your name is So. But I'm guessing they've not finished typing out the name yet. I'm trying to take that call, so let me take that call, okay? All right, thank you very much. Hello, thanks for calling us.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name? You're live on the show.
Oh, Madam Sandra, my first time to speak with you.
I'm glad you got through today. What's your name, sir?
For a long time. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, I always listen to your show, okay. But I just decided to come. I was driving, so I need to park.
Okay.
Because I'm an Uber guy, right?
Okay.
The truth is that the LASMA, they are doing some kind of dirty job, but we Nigerians too, we are the worst. We are not doing the right thing.
Okay.
I'm a road user.
Okay.
But when someone wants to park at the bus or to pick up a passenger, a lot of passengers, they didn't stand at the bus stop.
Mm.
They always find a cheaper bus or a cheaper car.
Okay.
And the driver always park on the road too. If LASMA or police always arrest us the way they did in Nero, I've never been in Nero before, but I watch it in movies, they cut tickets for you. But their own is that they will park it outside, they will collect bribe. But we Nigeria, people should always forget about the LASMA or the police. We are not doing the right thing. I'm not in support of them, right? But mostly in Nigeria, we are not doing the right thing.
Okay.
We are not doing the right thing. I'm listening to people since. I was just angry, so I need to park. That which I'm a road user. I'm an Uber guy.
Okay.
People are not doing the right thing. People, they will park on the road just because of passenger. And Lagos, the population is much. When you park in two lane, then you should expect that a lot of up to 50 cars will be stuck immediately. So that's just the truth of the matter.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. And I hear you on the, you know, Nigerians are often a problem themselves. Road users, as road users, they are also often a problem themselves. I hear you on that. You know, both things can be true at the same time. So while we're trying to get Nigerians to be more responsible about their road usage, how do we get LASMA to not abuse their office in trying to manage that situation? We've got Christopher in Ikoyi on the line. Hi, Christopher. Thanks for calling us.
Hey, my president.
Good to have you on the show.
It's just unfortunate. Then I balance a phone at the user. I can't see you.
Imagine it. Just imagine it.
Sandra, for LASMA, we still have some good ones among them. There's one way they did that Lekki Express Road. You know, if you're coming out from Freedom Way, right?
Yes.
There's one there. The guy used to have this allergy pit. I've forgotten the name. That guy is good. I never see him one day arrest one vehicle. It's always busy, directing traffic. Then you come to Falomo here, Falomo roundabout, under the bridge. LASMA guys will stand there like 2-3. You see this small tuk-tuk box, this small Korobe bus.
Okay.
Will come, park in front of it. You know that church there? They will park there, calling Semes or calling Obalende. Under the bridge, they will park there. LASMA will not do anything. But once a private car comes, just 2 minutes, or a second to drop somebody, they will come and impound the car. Then by that filling station, if you want to climb the bridge heading to VI, they park in front of the gate. You'll be struggling to come out of the filling station or go in there. LASMA guys are there, they will not do anything. Then you come to Yanowuru, that the Binabon mentioned. Go there, that place is like another park of LASMA people. Just to drop somebody, they will come. But those commercial bus will be there, block the road, they will not do anything.
But, I mean, because commercial buses are doing the wrong thing, does that mean that you should do the wrong thing?
No, I'm not saying I will do that. I will not. I will not.
No, I'm not saying that you will. I'm not saying that. I'm not. But this is a commercial bus driver that is complaining. He drives a mini bus, Christopher. So are they really giving preference?
I'm telling you, they don't do the right thing. They block the road. They don't care. Some of the passengers never have matters. Instead of them to stand by the bus stop, they will move ahead of that bus stop. Look at this yellow box. They are drawing all over the place now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a yellow box on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Don't enter that yellow box. Some people will enter. Look at this after Ruwani Road. We have about two or three of that spot. You coming out of Glover or Cameroon want to cross to the other side of it. People going towards the Anuwo, the traffic, they will block that box. You go to NMPC Junction by NEPA here, the same thing. So the drivers, commercial bus drivers, for I'm telling you, same as Inko.
All right. Thank you very much. Jude in Ikeja is a first-time caller. Hi, Jude.
Hello, Sandra, my sister.
Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Nice work.
Very well, thank you. Happy New Year.
Well, a quick one. The issue of last month and also talk about what is happening in Imo State because I'm from Imo State.
Okay.
But let me start from Imo State.
Okay.
We all know what produced the purpose of the man's governor in Imo State.
Okay.
In as much as I'm not supportive of the former governor and the present person now, you understand?
Hmm.
But I think he's planted there for a purpose. But I know that with time, since he's going to leave the office. Now, for the last month, I'm a boat driver here in Lagos State.
Okay.
Something happened one day in Marina. I was driving the Marina Bridge. That day, I carried a medical doctor. God bless that man, wherever he is now. The man was inside the vehicle. I didn't offend. There's no offense. There's no new offense I committed. Last man just came and jumped into my car and said I crossed a line. The man was like, which line? And they said the man to come down. The man claimed the car belongs to him, that we are going to the hospital. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So there are a lot of unprofessional personalities in last man. Mm. You understand?
Okay.
So now, the guy entered the vehicle. All of a sudden, he pulled the key out from my hearing.
Mm.
The man behind me, I carry, was busy videoing them. They now said, they're going to show me. Before you know it, they jump at the steering. On the first place, I wanted to fight, but the man said I should calm down. So that I calmed down. They took me to one dead zone. They called office near inside one unknown place inside the Lagos there. And when they get there, the man was not asking him, who is the person? Do you know how much they charged me on the road?
How much?
I should go and bring $250,000. I said, for what? Why would I pay $250,000? They say if I get to the office, well, they are going to cut it short, I should pay $120. I said, I don't know what I did. The man said, I should keep quiet. And I will not get to the office. We'll get to the office. Did you know that the man was inside my car, was videoing everything that was happening? We will not get to the place. The man asked, who is the leader here? They now called one woman. The man called her privately and showed her a video he made against the last man. The woman confronted the person. Said, what did this guy do? You know that already they have deflated my tire inside the station. Push me out. So the man said, the lady now said, what did this guy do? The person in question, the last man in question, could not even have any fact or anything to say this is what I committed, the offense I committed. So the woman shouted at him that he should go and release me immediately. They pumped my tire. Thank God for that doctor. They pumped my tire, they did everything, and they freed me. Assuming that man wasn't in that vehicle, assuming he just have such videos, I would have entered into what I didn't know.
Mm.
Those people, just like you said, how can we tackle these people? They should also have, okay, even somebody offend something, they should also have the way of monitoring a first offender.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't know about this thing, okay, you correct the person.
Mm-hmm.
They are there to control traffic, but their own is to get people there just to catch offenders. You wouldn't even commit anything, they will just hop into your car. That's another thing. Another thing is to know the factor of their payment. How are they being paid in Lagos State? Maybe that's why they're behaving the way they are behaving. Because if they are well paid or their salary is well structured, I don't believe they will be behaving the way they are behaving. I don't understand why they are entering to that office. Maybe because of the money, that's why they are going to that office. Thank you and God bless you.
Bless you as well, Jude. Thank you very much for calling. We've got Gabriel and Ikoyi on the line. After that call, we'll move to our final story on today's Big Three. Hi, Gabriel.
Yeah, Gabriel from Ikoyi.
Welcome.
The Mangodo issue, that's a very rich man place. Nothing will happen there. Don't let us bother ourselves about it. That will sort and fire out. I'm 100% sure nothing will happen. your southern side house. It's not a poor man environment.
I see.
About last month, it's also all over the place. I challenge the Commissioner of Transport of Lagos. He says he's from Oshodi. I will grow up in Oshodi. People should tell me, that guy will call. You tell me where the Oshodi bus stop at Oshodi, okay, since 1978, until now. If you are the same time from Oshodi, okay, but where is the bus stop? Until now. Between Oshodi to Ikeja along, we're supposed to have three bus stops. No single bus stop be kept there for the commercial bus or for the private people to stop. If you stop here anytime, last month we just pick up to block you, or then use Okada to block you. That's our major problem. There is no proper bus stop in Lagos State. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling, Gabriel. All right. The Imo State executive says Rochas Okorocha and Uche Nwosu are being accused of masterminding insecurity in the state. That's our final story. Okorocha is, of course, a former governor of the state. He's a serving senator. Uche Nwosu was Guba candidate for Action Alliance in the last election. He's also Okorocha's son-in-law. A few weeks ago, police arrested him in the middle of a church service, and that caused a lot of controversy, with Okorocha and his supporters accusing the police and Governor Hopu Sodima of a witch hunt. Now the governor is responding. We heard from his press secretary, Ogunwike Nwachukwu, and he said, quote, "For the avoidance of doubt, Okorocha and Nwosu have been specifically mentioned by suspects who are in the custody of security agents as being sponsors of kidnapping and banditry in Imo State, using their relationship with former ex-militants to perpetrate the crimes. Rather than clear their names, they appear bent on using both overt and covert means to blackmail the police high command, which legitimately arrested Uche Nwosu. They are also actively seeking to dent the image of the fine security officers attached to the governor of Imo State," end quote. Nwachukwu also said that Governor Sodima will name the sponsors of banditry and kidnapping in the state at a stakeholders meeting today. We're still waiting for that to happen. Now, as you can imagine, an accusation like this, it's huge, and it's triggered lots of reactions. You have people who believe the governor. You have people who feel that Okorocha may be trying to destabilize the state for political ends. And you have those who believe that the accusations are false and that it's the governor that is playing dangerous politics. Either way, we're going to be reporting on this story as more details emerge, because these are pretty big allegations. But right now, Lagos, tell me what you think about the governor's office saying that they have suspects who are naming Okorocha and Nwosu as the masterminds behind kidnapping and banditry in Imo State. 0700-993-993-993. We're waiting on our service providers to bring back our phone lines for women. But in the meantime, everybody call us on 0700-993-993-993. Oh, by the way, tomorrow, on our business segment, Balogun and Broad, we're going to talk about the biggest lessons we learned as business owners, as the employees of a business, as formal sector workers. We're going to talk about the lessons that we learned from work and our places the places where we earn our livelihoods. Let me put it like that. What lessons did we learn in 2021? So tomorrow, 5 p.m., you and I will talk about it, so that for people who are listening to us, who want to start a business, who already own a business, who are looking for jobs because they're fresh graduates, who are looking to change jobs, who have just been promoted at their jobs, who have just lost jobs, they can learn some lessons that help them, that could help them survive in the workplace or in a business that they've chosen. Tomorrow, 5 p.m., you and I will share life lessons. But for right now, Prince YS is Namu Odofing. Hello, Prince YS.
Hello, President Sandra.
Thanks for calling. Welcome.
How are you today?
I'm very well.
Thank you, my dear. The Imo State matter.
Mm-hmm.
For me, if I were the present governor, I would continue thanking my God every day.
Okay.
Than to try to humiliate the former governor that is there before me. The best thing to do, if you find this governor wanting, why can't you take that to court? The very day those police invaded the church to arrest Nwosu, And a few days, the man was released. They bombarded the church as if this man committed murder. What are we talking about? So for me, number one, number four, to become a governor is a miracle. When some people say Supreme Court governor, Supreme Court governor, I know majority of governors today, they are the governor from the Supreme Court. But this man, it's a blessing to him if he knew very well. So for me, he should be thanking God that he's a governor today. What he's doing to the former governor, he should remember. Coming for 3 or 4 years' time, he may not win the next election. I do come on board then, may humiliate him too. So if you think of all this, no condition is permanent. And position, power is transient. That's what I want to tell you. And for the last man, our own last man today, the way some of them behave, it's not palatable. But we, the public, we have to be extra careful. Don't follow the law. Follow the law. That is serious. If I do commit offense, can somebody harass me? If you don't commit it, then you don't do traffic offense, can police harass you? So let us be disciplined and be a patriotic Nigeria. Our president Sandra, have a beautiful day in your studio.
You too, sir. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3.
Dr. President Sandra.
Good to have you on the show, sir. What's your name?
Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
Happy New Year to you.
Welcome. Happy
I'm
New Year.
I'm so much excited to get you in this new year. At the trial line since last year.
Oh.
My life will not be connected. So I thank God that I get you this new year.
This new year, B. Thank you very much for calling.
We move forward as I've got you today.
Welcome.
Okay.
Welcome.
Coming to Imo State issue, the problem that Imo State indigenous are having is because the Supreme Court did not do the needful. The only governor that Imo State have is Emeka Ihedioha. But due to the Supreme Court judgment that brought Hope Uzodinma on power that destroyed Imo State, Rochas is not the problem of Imo State. The problem that Imo State have is the Supreme Court and the governor of Imo State now. Because Imo Light, they are not happy with Hope Uzodinma from day one. They are swearing in as the governor of Imo State. That is where the problem starts. And the problem that Hope Uzodinma is causing, that he have not reached in office for, let me say, 100 days in office. He started attacking Rocha's family and the rest of them. How do you think that he will succeed in that government? So that is the problem that Imo State is having. Only what I can really tell Imo Light to do. We went for exercise of patience and stop committing violence in Imo State. I believe that the 5th of this month will mark Hope Uzodinma 2 years in office. It will still remain another 2 years, which will happen in 2024. Before then, Imo State indigenous, they can be able to have a PDC to vote Hope Uzodinma as. Because I myself am from Imo State, the leadership of Hope Uzodinma in Imo State is not giving me a benefit of that. Because if he's not doing the news, what is attacking Sugo Charles? Instead of him to do the work that brought him in office, but attacking Sugo Charles, certain problems everywhere and here. If you go to Imo State now, youth cannot sleep with their eye two glass open. Because before they know it, early in the morning, they will just come from nowhere and arrest the youth in his own house. And they will put the person in the police custody without no committing any crime. That is what we are witnessing in Imo State. So I'm urging all Imolites to have patience. 2 years is not too far like that. It's around the corner.
All right.
In 2024, we can be able to get our governor. Because the governor that we have there now is the governor of Supreme Court. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Peter is in Festac. Hello, Peter. Are you still there, Peter? No, he's not anymore. All right, let's take a look at the messages we've got on WhatsApp. Sandra, my name is Lorenzo from Ogun State. Governor Hope Uzodinma is playing a dangerous politics by saying he'll name people involved in the insecurity in the state at the stakeholders meeting today. But he failed to mention those names because I was watching him live on AIT Now. He said he'll allow the police do their proper investigation. But why would his press secretary issue such a chaotic press release? He should be careful. All right, Lorenzo, thank you very much. All right, so they have done the naming, but without any naming. Okay. The present Imo State governor said those in police custody named Uche and Okorocha, why are they doubting him? Hope naming people behind the arrest in Imo should have first named himself, the Supreme Court, and the army before adding others. This was how Mr. Lai Mohammed listed corrupt officials, and nothing has happened to them since. My happiness is that IPOB has been vindicated. Most LASMA officials are just area boys in uniforms. This is a message from Chief Udo. Chief Udo, welcome, and thank you very much for sending your message in. Sandra, this country has degenerated into recklessness. There's too much high-handedness in the country. Political office holders have no respect for the Constitution. Government agencies have no respect for the people. The people themselves have no respect for authorities. There's no order. Nobody respects the law. What kind of country is this? Is it only in Nigeria that things are not well done? This is a new year. Nigeria has started again. What new thing is Nigeria taking into this new year? The same old stories. We never change. All right, Michael from Lagos, he ends by saying that Nigeria is a problem that Nigeria must solve. Okay. Good afternoon, Sandra. I want you to flash back to the day you interviewed the LASMA boss. He was very rude and arrogant. Yes, I quite remember the interview. I do not think that he was arrogant or rude, but it was quite an interesting interview. We've got Fred Amor, who says, if you hear the GM of LASMA speak, you'll be wondering, why can't the men listen to this man, for goodness sake? He'll say one thing on interview and his men are doing another thing on the streets. You remember last year, a commuter hit the reverse and one of them fell from a really high road. They wanted to charge the guy for attempted murder. Last, it's like those that were benefiting from the sale of Magodo land were done acting for the benefit of their pockets. That's how bad accountability is within the government. Make I chop my own retire, they go. Another person go inherit this base. That's the issue with Magodo. All right, Fred and Amor, thank you very much for sending your message in. Let's take a look at more messages here. Someone is asking how my cats are. My cats are fine. Thank you for asking. They're fine. We've got my friendly neighbor, Olodo Nation. I don't have a neighbor called Olodo Nation, but okay. Olodo Nation says, LASMA does everything but manage Lagos traffic. They extort, they bully, they actually obstruct traffic by harassing motorists on the pretext that they've committed an offense while allowing Okadas and other commercial vehicles to commit every wrong thing under the sun. In other sane climes, that's not how traffic officers behave, but you can't blame them. Remember that boss that you interviewed on the radio. Well, Happy New Year to you as well, Olodo Nation. Oh, Mona, wow. You put choose very interesting names. All right, let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3, hello. Hello, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Sunrise.
Welcome.
I want to tell you something that happened between me and my uncle.
Okay.
With the LASMA people.
Okay.
We were coming back home. He chose to drop his child by the school. So he just cornered to us, because the school is a little bit closer to the bus stop. He just started to drop the girl. I came down to bring the girl's luggage from the boot. Last night I jumped into the car, three of them, started driving the car, threw my uncle out, and drove off. Well, we were about to travel the following week. So the following day, my uncle went to the office. They had removed his gearbox. They removed some of the accessories inside the car. And they removed 50,000 that was mine, that I kept by the back seat of the driver. Till today, nobody has been held accountable for that. Why did you remove your money? They never gave us any chance. And it was when we have succeeded in towing the vehicle out that he noticed that they have fixed him at a complete replaced his box with another from a different car completely. We footed that bill. So what these guys are doing on the road, I don't know who will salvage those users on Lagos Road in the hands of LASMA. They steal, they extort, they intimidate. There's nothing that they don't do on the road. My uncle bore the cost of putting his car back to use, and we left. That is just one. And there have been several other road users, same thing. I don't know how you people in the media can help so that road users are safe in the hands of these so-called LASMA people. If we are using the road, we are more afraid of the LASMA men than a right and armorer with multiple guns on his hands. That is how it is driving on Lagos Road. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling us. We appreciate it. 99.3, hello. Oh, sorry about that. Call back if you can. Let's go to Facebook now and see the comments on Facebook. Facebook, remember, is Nigeria Info 99.3. Bilatus Ibrahim says, your hatred for Nigerian police will only cause you hypotension. We didn't even talk about Nigerian police today. Bilatus, are you delusional? We've got Olowoyeye Rachel, who says, Sandra, Happy New Year. I can see your dress. Oh, thank you very much. we've got Bugbe Ebiaga Frank, who says, LASMA's corruption is more than any other government institution. Imagine LASMA has their boys collecting money from bus drivers. Really? That's an interesting piece of information. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
This is Mr. Collins from Ecosun.
Yes, welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Sandra, I'm a transporter.
Okay.
A commercial transporter.
Okay.
One thing about the LASMA officials is that the reason why people are complaining that when they see all these real low buses that were moving, they will leave them. But when they see a exotic car, they will hold them. Is that when you are plying the roads and they discover that you are always obeying the rule of the road, you are their enemy.
Okay.
But whenever you want to flaunt the rule of the road and give them what they want and go, you are their best friend.
Okay.
So I always obey the rule wherever I'm going. I didn't even know that they've been watching me.
Okay.
But so they've been watching me and they planted hatred on me. So the day they caught me, they purposely set a trap for me.
Wow.
And I don't know.
Okay.
I entered into the trap. The first man says I should go along the way. Another found this not far. Another person caught me. I told him, this is the person that asked me to go. He said, okay, go and call that person. Come and release you.
Wow.
So imagine, they took my car, they took my vehicle. And I told the lady, this is the person. He said, now the person now went and met the lady. You know what he said? He took Yoruba to the man. He said, Ele you, my papi share 1 year. So then Ele, Akagom, Igbemo, Kinjabo. I pretend I didn't know what, I didn't hear what they said. You know the meaning of that, right?
No, I don't.
He said, you want to use me to open hand.
Okay.
Because me, my money cannot drop on the floor.
Okay.
That I should leave him alone. That is what she said.
Okay.
This lady delayed me from morning to night before she accepted to collect huge amount of money from me.
Okay.
I know we transporters, we work with time.
Okay.
So these people, I just don't know where the Lagos State government brought them from.
Okay.
They are even worse. We transporters, we prefer police to arrest us than LASMA officials to arrest us. I don't know. And so many of them, people have been using diabolical ways to kill them, flush them spiritually. But yet, the one that is left, they don't learn. I just don't know why.
Well, I'm very sorry about that. I'm very sorry about your experience. I have nothing to say about the diabolical stories, but I'm really sorry about your experience. And you know, I'm glad that you know, it ended in a semi good way. Let's speak with Joseph in Okota, who's a first time caller. Joseph, you're my last call on the show. Hi, Joseph. Hello, Joseph.
Hello.
Joseph.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Welcome. This is Sandra. You're live on the show. Welcome. Go ahead.
Yes. My contribution is with respect to the to this last man guy.
Mm-hmm.
The point is that the last man guy
Oh, no. Oh, well, that's my cue to step away from the phone calls. But let's quickly go to Facebook, where Alakbe says, only two entities can bring sanity and peace to Magodo, and they are the federal government and the Lagos state government. Why is it taking so long to affect the Supreme Court's judgment? It's because majority of those affected are both federal government and Lagos state government personalities. So this case has K-leg. On the Imo issue, Sandra, APC leadership should be blamed over what's happening in that state. Look, Okorocha is an APC senator. Hope Uzodinma is an APC governor. So who is now to come into the matter, if not APC leaders, especially Buhari and Tinubu? As for Lagos LASMA attitude, there's no difference between some LASMA officials, Agberos, and some drivers. They all misbehave on our roads. Alakbe, thank you very much for your message. We've got more messages here, but you know how Facebook does. You know, the comments keep getting overtaken by, the newest ones. We've got more people sending us messages. Okay. I'm trying to pick one. Just pick one, you know? When a government fixes a date that it will list names of terrorists, just know that there's no list. That's a message from Ken. All right, Ken, thank you very much for your message. That's all the time we have on today's Big Three. But don't go away. We've got Community Report coming up, the very first one of the new year. I'm excited to see what Chukwudi brings your way. And at 5 p.m., you and I will talk about the biggest security stories of 2021. And there were quite a lot. School abductions were very frequent. Boko Haram took over some parts of Niger State. We had a public debate over whether or not government should pay ransoms, if you remember. In fact, abductions got so bad that SSS warned lawmakers about traveling over the Christmas. You remember? I brought it to you, right? Well, let's bring you business news next.